The English settlers came to Nantucket, in part to avoid Puritan social and political control on the mainland. They were sympathetic to dissenting spiritual doctrines, but were not in a hurry to establish formal religious organizations on the island. The roots of the Society of Friends on Nantucket trace to the conversion of respected community elder Mary Starbuck and her family, following visits to the island by traveling preachers between 1698 and 1704. The first regular weekly Friends meetings on island met in the house of Mary's son Nathaniel in 1704. The Nantucket monthly meeting started in 1708, met in her living room, and her sons were instrumental in the construction of the first purpose-built Friends meeting house on island in 1711. By the time this meeting house opened in 1714, the meeting numbered perhaps 200 members out of an English population of about 700. The religion spread rapidly through the English population because it offered unity to a politically and economically uncertain community. Quaker thought dominated island life from the 1730s to the 1830s. Quakers preached nonviolence in human affairs, but believed the earth and its creatures were gifts from God for man to exploit. In this way, the violence of the whale fishery was seen as completely compatible with a pious Quaker life.